He says after the First World War, only small quantities of cordite, which was the British propellant for shells and bullets, was required. The workforce was reduced and the redundant A plant was shut down. From 1919 until 1934, the factory just ticked over. My father worked in the gun cotton and acid sections, so he had acquired experience with all the main ingredients from which cordite was made. He carried out research into the composition of cordites, this work successfully ending with a new, better stabilized propellant known now as Cordite W after Waltham Abbey.